Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jefferson County Public Health Administrator and Interim Administrator for Washington County, Chris Estel, about COVID-19 vaccinations and at-home testing. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Now that Test Iowa locations are closed, how can people get tested now if they feel they might have COVID?
Sure. I can speak to what goes on at local public health departments, both in Jefferson and Washington County. The state now has take-home Test Iowa kits. We are a pickup site here in Washington County and Public Health and in Jefferson County Public Health for the test kit. It's a saliva PCR kit. What does that mean? That means that the test kit comes in a little box. There's directions and information on how to collect the specimen. It's a saliva specimen. So basically, for lack of better description, you spit in this little tube, and then you close it, squeeze it, and then you put it in the packaging, and then send it back to the state hygienic lab. And all of that is in a prepaid box with a shipping label for UPS pickup. I will say that then you can drop it off to any UPS location, drop box. I would encourage people to not send that over the weekend just because ground UPS does not usually pick up on Saturdays. So if you test on Friday, drop it in the box Friday, then it's not going to move until Monday probably. Now, you can also drop it off at the State Hygienic Lab at the Oakdale campus there north of Interstate 80. And there's information and directions in the test kit. There's also a number at the State Hygienic Lab for any questions you may have, because there's certain parameters as far as specimen collection, as far as not eating or drinking or smoking or any of those things, you know, 30 minutes prior to the collection of the saliva.
Well, that fortunately sounds like a pain-free, simple way to test as opposed to the nose swab ones.
Yeah, I've been swabbed. It was not pleasant. I will share that. I mean, it wasn't the most painful thing in the world, but it's not something that you want to do every day either. And then, you know, every county has different testing options. I know the hospitals have testing options. I know that some pharmacies are offering it, you know, like Hy-Vee chain pharmacies were offering testing. I know that there's take-home antigen kits that are available for purchase at different locations. But with this Test Iowa take-home kit, there is not a charge to the individual as it is funded under that Test Iowa umbrella with that testing expense that was already incurred. So, and I've heard from some folks that rapid testing, the antigen tests, or some of them can run $100, and that gets kind of expensive if you want to test a whole family, et cetera. So,
but picking up a kit from Washington County Public Health or other county public health is free.
Yep, and we don't assist with the specimen collection. I mean, people can read those instructions and then drop it off and take care of sending it back. And I think that that's a great way to do it. I think that we, especially in a rural county, sometimes it's difficult to get to a testing site and then you have to drive further, et cetera. And I think this is nice. You can do it in the comfort of your own home, so to speak. And then, especially if you're worried about confidentiality issues or whatever the case may be, I mean, nobody knows that you're doing a test. And then those results are counted in our county data. I mean, you have to fill out your information, obviously, and then that information is emailed to you, positive or negative test results. And then those tests are counted with the state hygienic lab testing. So those results come back to the respective county. You could pick up a test kit in Jefferson County and have a Washington County address, but that test result is going to be tied to the county of residence, that address of residence. With the antigen test kits, the take-home test kits, there's no way to document that positive or negative result. So it's kind of getting a little bit more difficult to have 100% accurate data. And again, that doesn't account for the people that choose to never get tested when they could be symptomatic and, you know, lose their smell and taste. So there's always a margin of error with any kind of data collection. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Wrapping things up, is there anything else you want to mention right now for listeners?
I think the thing is, I think we all need to be very understanding and take pause with our school partners especially. They're in a very, very difficult position. They're trying to navigate and do the best they can for all those individuals in that school building, not just one or two. They're trying to look at it from, you know, they are public schools or private schools, and they're trying to do the greater good for everyone involved. And we need to take pause and be respectful of that. And, you know, we have to come together and be united and try to figure out how we can work together through this pandemic. It's going to be a tough few months still. We're not through it all yet. Again, I want to encourage everybody to consider getting vaccinated. If you've not received a vaccine, consider your thought process on that and you know, review that. Again, good hand hygiene is always important. Wash your hands with soap and water. I still prefer that to hand sanitizer. That's just me. I'm an old school nurse. But stay home when you're sick and try to stay as healthy as you can possibly be.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Jefferson County Public Health Administrator and Interim Administrator for Washington County, Chris Estill, about COVID-19 vaccinations and at-home testing. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.